We are back. This is Sharp Elbows with State Rep Hong, and I'm joined by the phenomenal Araceli Esparza. We are talking about National Hispanic Heritage Month, the phenomenal work of Voces de la Frontera, who has a gala coming up next weekend. Go visit their website to learn more information. In our last segment here, Araceli, I want to go back to what you were talking about in terms of language and identifying our culture, la cultura, because I also come from a community that is not binary and often seen as such. But we represent a very multiracial, multi-ethnic, and definitely a multi-generational community when it comes to both the Latino and the Asian community. So how, when people are speaking, what would you say is like the most important to keep in mind when talking about different groups and different communities? For me, I keep going back to just ensuring that I ask someone how they identify and letting them know that I identify as Korean American. I used to be more comfortable with Asian American, but realizing now that, you know, that doesn't really serve me at this time, but also keeping open mind that that could evolve.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think out of like necessity, I went as for Latina for a long time, and now reclaiming a little bit about my political stance and how I had to become politicized in a way. That is why I've embraced Chicanism more so again than I did in my 20s. But certainly when I was like, no, let's, you know, it's all about, as you know, the many different questions that we ask ourselves, what we're about to say is so hard too. And to, you know, I think accept people where they are. They might just be, well, I'm from, where are you from? I always get that. Where are you from? Well, kind of a rhetorical question. I'm here. I'm from my mama's womb. Really?
I used to say married or hospital.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Well, I think you also went through a frame of like a time where it felt safest to embrace the proximity to whiteness for me. I am a white passing Asian. And I think, you know, to say, well, no, I'm American. I just want to identify as American because it was security.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Well, with a name like mine, I could not. So I was like always, well, you know, and it was like, I just didn't even want to say my name in so many circles. I just wanted to be forgettable and, you know, erased and like, you know, just, you know, invisible. And for a lot of people, they're like, that is not who you are. That is so not who you are now. Like, how could you say, yeah, I'm like, it takes a long time to get to this point. And it's, but when I think that when you're interacting with folks from different communities and yourselves, and I guess, you know, and I want to frame it to the audience that are probably listening to us, right? Who are mostly white cis male, you know, I ain't gonna hurt you. Like, people aren't there to hurt you. Don't be scared. Okay. Like, say hi first. A cultural faux pas, I think, is just like not acknowledging them and just being like, hi, you know, and not, you know, wanting to engage with conversation. And I know that social distancing makes it very difficult. And I think that part is like hard too, to navigate. I mean, I love your show is called Sharp Elbows, because I think now it's like, it's more cis to like, just, you know, hey, elbow bump. I love elbow bumping people. I mean, I feel like it's a nice like step for not hugging you. But it's something that I have like adapted right now because of that, or face bumping again. But it definitely an acknowledgement needs to happen. And depending on the circumstances that you find yourself, you should either follow through, follow up, try to talk, you know, find ways that you guys that you can relate to that person, you know, or that you want to know about them too. Like, you know, besides talking about their work, I mean, talk about what they're reading. You know, what are you reading? What show are you watching? What are you binge watching? Those type of things, I think, are going to give you more cadence to speak with somebody outside of your culture than you going up to them being like, so, how do you identify? you know, hi, how are you? Hey, what are you reading now? Like, let's start off with like what you would do anyways, mm-hmm. but then come into slowly like, hey, I want to just, you know, we've been talking here for a little bit. I want to get to know you a little bit more. How do you identify? Like, what's your ethnic background, or what, how do you show up in the world, or what, how do you identify, you know, that kind of thing. I like that, like, better than like, where are you from, or et cetera, or, you know, going into a session. And I have done this with such patience and love. It just really depends, again, to like do a whole friggin' like pronunciation class on my name. I've like led mini seminars on how to pronounce my name to people. And that might be something that you are okay with, or that mm-hmm. person might not be okay with. So knowing when that's okay is also like really important, I think, too.
And let's also remember not to project all cultural experiences to be the way to go into a conversation, right? Or like,
yeah,
let me rephrase, like sometimes I think there's projection of culture from someone who doesn't identify or isn't from that ethnic background, and that's all they want to talk about. I like to bring up the example of like, so often I have white women who want to talk to me about like their daughter-in-law who's Asian.
And yes.
Like, you know, I could want to talk about that at some point, but again, it's projection of culture that you think that I want to connect to right away. And maybe I would like to know, or I would like you to ask me, you know, how's your son doing? you know, other questions. I think that cultural projection is something that people aren't always very sensitive to. And it's not meant to be intimidating, say, hey, we can't talk about Asian things together, but let's just remember that there is, you know, it's folks are easily diving into kind of more of a projection as opposed to see me as a human being. And not exactly. only not I the way I identify my racial identity isn't my only identity, and we are all very capable of becoming more powerful transformational people by holding many identities, and that's okay.
That is so okay. Exactly. I think the more identities you talk about, like, hey, talk about something that was pivotal. What was the most less pivotal thing you did in the last 33 months? That person might really want to know about it and actually mm-hmm. want to help you with it. Yeah. There's so many points. Latinas especially, we have such a big heart for stories of tragedy and fatalism. Like, really, who doesn't? But Latinos in particular love those stories. We love, like Latino cinema is like full of fatalistic tropes, stories of like person's about to die. Tell me about the last time you almost died, or like your last car, you know, your last big car journey. Like, we'll be all ears. Like, honestly, like, as far as like cultural, like thematic things that Latinos like to talk about, food. Everyone was talking about food mm-hmm. and the last traumatic car journey you had. That is something that is just, it's there. It's there if you study like Latino culture, and it's same with like if you're interacting with them. And it's not just about the project, about like all the experience you've had in your relationships. For me, I get a lot of white women who, and white men, in white culture asking so much. Right now it's about to be fall. We talked about that a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead. Mm. Ooh, I get a lot of white women wanting to teach about Day of the Dead. And I wouldn't, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I try to say, just stay in your lane and stick with Halloween, because Day of the Dead is just like, it's too much. It's too much. And you're not going to ever, it's so incredible. It's such an incredible holiday of our dead. And so it's really difficult for me. It becomes very triggering to have those type of conversations with white folks when that there's just a lot of history there to unpack. Yeah.
We absolutely need to give ourselves space and recognize that we're all holding a lot. And as much as we know that a lot can come from sharing lived experiences, we do need to have agency over it. I want to thank you, Araceli, so much for joining us today. We for sharing space, for sharing time, and for sharing your experiences and your knowledge with us. I also want to recognize that today is the 20th anniversary of September 11th. Yes. In this time of reflection, I want to encourage everyone to take a moment to find stillness. We've been in times of incredible crisis and shared grief. But it's also, you know, remember September 12th, we came together and there was a lot of beauty in community. And so lean on each other for lightness to fight the heaviness. And again, be in community. Thank you all. This has been Sharp Elbows with State Rep. Francesca Hong and the phenomenal Araceli Esparza. Check out Midwest Mujeres. And remember, September 15th is the beginning of National Hispanic Heritage Month.